you know? And sometimes the people who live in town might get them or poke a little fun at them because of the way they look. They might kind of stand out in the crowd. Have you ever heard anything like that? Somebody say, well, so-and-so, look at that old whatever.
No.
Heard of, well, what about something like hayseed? Or, have you ever heard of them called a Hoosier?
Yeah, now, country Hoosier, country bumpkin, stuff like that.
And since you mentioned it, let me go ahead and ask you, you mentioned since the Civil War, is that what people usually refer to it as down here, the Civil War? Have you heard anything else? War between the states?
Just the Civil War.
Heard it called the Confederate War? Or the War of Northern Aggression?
Just a Civil War. And talking about those damn Yankees.
All right. Well, we were talking about the land, and I was describing a place that had water on it all the time. Would a place like that ever be called a swamp?
Yeah, now we had two swampy areas, but they were called by their name. And you're talking about the swamp, the water would be dry sometimes? To us, a swamp is a swamp. It's underwater all the time, which would be gum swamp. We had gum swamp up here, but there's no such. Well, they still can refer to it as old gum swamp.
That's just a proper name, gum swamp.
Uh-huh. And a lot of things. And I tell you another thing. Instead of swamp or marshland, you had hammocks.
What is a hammock?
A hammock is something. Is another word for a swamp. It's a heavy foliage and, you know, mossy and damp and wet old takes hammock. That's what where the Moonies bought. that old Tate hammock. And I don't know how it's spelled either. If it's H-A-M-M-A-C-K or...
It's like the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same thing.
Say, if you had a piece of land with a lot of water on it, and you wanted to put it to cultivation, you'd say you need to do what to it to get the water off?
We always fill in.
Fill in.
Uh-huh.
Anything else?
That's all that's all you can do down here. Yeah. You just fill in.
Fill in.
Mm-hmm.
Or, what would the term be that you would use to describe anything, letting the water run off of it? You'd say it would.
Drain?
Yeah. But you don't say that. Or getting water off land?
Not down here, because there's no way. There's very poor drainage, I guess, is the reason why they never think of drain. They always think of filling in.
I see. Well, say in a place where it would be practical to drain something, the thing that you would dig to let the water get out?
Just a ditch.
Mm-hmm. What about a bit of fresh water flowing along somewhere? You might go over one on a bridge.
It's a creek.
Do you have creeks in this area?
We have a lot of creeks. The freshwater creeks feed into the bayou. The bayou is not salt water.
Oh, it's not?
No. Up there, the salt water ends at the mouth. Up there. All this is, this tributary is fed by freshwater creeks.
Do these creeks around here have names?
Yeah. Calls Creek, Hamlet's Creek. And, well, some of them are small bayous, Bay de Douche, Bay of Casso, Snake Bayou, the ones that branch off from the bayou are still considered other bayous, but the ones that are feeding into it are the freshwater creeks.
Hmm. As far as you know, is a creek as small as it gets, or could there be something smaller as far as freshwater running along?
Moody's Creek is nothing but a ditch, but it feeds from Carl's Creek, and it's not very big. Our creeks are not very big.
Do you ever hear people around here say stream or branch?